pioneer. He has spent more than 30 years as a solo artist and as a member of Spooky Tooth, shattering all the conventional ideas about how to make rock and roll music. His songs have proven their genius by achieving hit status in over three different decades, shaping the very sound and texture of contemporary pop. A longtime collaborator and creative influence to fellow artists George Harrison, Steve Winwood, Elton John, Ringo Starr, and many others. Hippie Fest 2011 is proud to present a truly inspirational artist. Please welcome Gary Wright.
First band Thank you. That was Waiting for the Wind from the album Spooky 2. I'm going to do another song from that album that was actually recorded also several years later by Judas Priest. And when I do this song live, people say, why are you singing a Judas Priest song? I said, because I wrote it. And it's called Better By You, Better Than Me.
Thank you.
much. Oh, you're getting impatient. So when I lived in England during that period of time, just after I left Spooky Tooth, I had the good fortune of meeting George Harrison, and he invited me to play on his first solo album, All Things Must Pass. And I wound up playing on the rest of his albums and writing songs. And he knew I was interested in Eastern philosophy, so he invited me to go to India with him. And as a means of introducing me to the philosophy of India, he gave me some books to read, written by an Indian yogi master named Paramahansa Yogananda. And one night while I was reading through one of these books, I came across a passage that read, "When at night my mind weaves dreams with threads of sacred memories, on that magic cloth do I emboss the words God, God, God." And I wrote down the words, "Dreamweaver." Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks so much. I'd like to invite a friend of mine up, who played it a little earlier. Let's give it up for Rick Derringer. But I got a question for you all out there. Is your love alive tonight? Are you sure? Is your love alive tonight?
Oh,